All right, summer season, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Rolling forward, Dr. Sister Science Facts.
Welcome to this episode of the Rollin' Forward podcast.
I'm Dr. Alicia Rowland.
I'm Dr. Stephanie Rowland.
We are both physicians. I'm a pediatrician, and Stephanie's a psychiatrist.
We decided to do this podcast as a way of translating some complex health information, trying to make these big systems around healthcare make sense.
Because this new administration has changed the game, has changed the rules, has changed the laws.
Where is the rule book? I don't know. It's just gone. So we're here, front lines, practicing medicine in a system that's already complicated to begin with. And then it feels like the rules are changing around us.
Every week, we've been breaking down recent change in the administration, and this summer, we're going to do something a little different.
That's right. We decided to spend this summer focusing on recent Supreme Court decisions.
Oh, really?
That's right. We are going to be talking about Supreme Court decisions that matter deeply to your child's health and the health care they receive.
Rolling forward, Dr. Sister Science Facts.
Even though the Supreme Court isn't a health agency, the decisions that the Supreme Court makes really shape the rules, rights, and the realities of healthcare across the country. This episode, we're just going to do a broad overview of how the Supreme Court affects child health. And then over the coming weeks, we will break down one of the recent rulings from the Supreme Court and talk in detail about how that is affecting healthcare in America.
Because although the Supreme Court might feel like it's very far away, even if you're living here in DC and it's not so far away, the reality is that these court rulings, they have impacts on your doctor's office, they impact your school nurse office, they impact your emergency room care. They're really a part of daily life, even though you may not always see it.
So let's start with the basics.
Have you been studying?
I have not been taking law classes, unlike someone else in this room.
That's right. Alicia's calling me out because I'm a forensic psychiatrist, which means I'm a psychiatrist that has done extra training in the law, including taking classes at law school and being involved in legal cases directly. So I do have a little bit more training, but I think we've all had to get trained in this era.
Stephanie has taken law classes for fun. And we'll study Supreme Court briefings because they're enjoyable. And she's not wrong, actually. The more that she talks about it, the more fascinating it is, as particularly how such a small decision can have such huge change. It's the butterfly effect of the government.
So to start at the top with the basics, the United States Supreme Court, their job is to interpret the Constitution and federal law. But words aren't always clear. So when there's a disagreement between what rights people have or what the law means, it is going to be the Supreme Court that gets the final say.
They don't write laws about healthcare. They don't pass laws about healthcare. They can decide to review challenges about healthcare. And in that process, they can make changes to things like Medicaid coverage, vaccine mandates, reproductive care when those are challenged. And all of those have reached the Supreme Court before.
And then when the Supreme Court makes a decision about that, all of a sudden it changes. Who can access care? What kind of care can be provided? And what protections patients and providers have? The first case to start with is the Dobbs v. Jackson case. And if people can name any one Supreme Court case, it is probably the Dobbs v. Jackson decision.
The very famous case, Roe v. Wade, provided access to abortion care or elective termination throughout the United States.
And the Dobbs v. Jackson essentially overturned this. And although that might seem like it's very focused on adults, it's also affected minors' access to reproductive care and health services. So I think this is a really clear-cut example of a Supreme Court case that has dramatically changed how medicine is practiced in this country, both for adults and for minors.
Another good example is vaccine mandates. In 2022, the court ruled in the National Federation of Independent Business versus OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, that the federal government could not require large employers to mandate the COVID-19 vaccine.
And while this case wasn't directly about kids, its influence has really shaped national conversations and state policies because it sort of spilled over into talking about school vaccine mandates, which can really affect immunization rates among children. And that's especially important when it comes to the measles virus, which is making a resurgence because the vaccination rate has gone down.
It also affects whether or not teachers need to be vaccinated.
Another example is one that we've talked about before, which is MTELA.
Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act.
I like that you were ready for that because I could not define it on my own.
No, I lied. They've changed the name. The Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. Wikipedia says one and CMS says the other. We're going to go with CMS.
We're going to go with CMS.
Even though Wikipedia might be more accurate than the federal government right now.
Oh, too soon. We have a whole episode dedicated to MTALA. Essentially, this is a law that says that hospitals must provide emergency care regardless of their ability to pay. And it's more complex than that. And we get into some of the details in our episode around MTALA.
Called MTALA Under Threat.
Spoiler, it is under threat. There is at least one case in front of the Supreme Court right now about MTALA, and their decision on that is going to either facilitate or block access to emergency abortion care, which is going to impact so many people in this country. And so while at first glance going to medical school, I didn't realize I was going to be also learning so much law, it has been so important, especially right now, when the laws feel like they're changing, the administration priorities are changing. All of a sudden, I think it's really becoming clear how important the law is and shaping hospital systems and medical care. And that's why we've decided to focus this summer on going in depth into different SCOTUS decisions.
It's not just healthcare. It actually goes even further than that. SCOTUS affects school health policies. For example, we've talked about the IDEA Act, which is the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, and that determines what services schools have to provide to children with chronic health conditions or developmental needs. Rulings on that change what schools have to offer.
Similarly, decisions around religious freedom can affect what kind of health education or services are provided in schools. So if school district wants to offer maybe mental health counseling or reproductive education, that's something that SCOTUS may be asked to weigh in on and decide what's allowed based on the First Amendment.
Another big area is public health emergencies. And we saw this a lot during COVID-19. There were a lot of legal challenges to quarantining, to masking, to test policies, and they were making their way all throughout courts. It was like impossible to follow.
And we're starting to see new outbreaks emerge, measles, RSV, maybe some future pandemics that might come our way, bird flu. The court's stance on government authority during health crises is going to really matter for how quickly schools and clinics can respond.
This year has been a really big year for SCOTUS.
Absolutely, especially when it comes to understanding and improving the health of our children.
There have been many creative interpretations of laws.
That's one way to say it.
And they've been appropriately challenged. And a lot of them have been ending up in the Supreme Court.
Just in 2025, SCOTUS has heard cases about transgender youth, access to emergency abortion care, religious objections to vaccinations. How much power do federal agencies like HHS have to regulate health policy? All of these decisions are going to impact how healthcare is delivered to all of our families.
So this summer, we're going to embark on a journey. We're going to dive deep into SCOTUS cases and break down cases one by one. So by the end of the summer, hopefully when you hear the Supreme Court ruled today, you can know what that means and how that will impact you. That it's not just a headline, that it's not just about laws and DC. It's also about how that affects your family, how that affects your school, how that affects your local hospital.
So come along on this journey with us this summer. Hashtag SCOTUS Summer. We're here for it.
And that's today's episode. I'm Dr. Alicia Rowland.
I'm Dr. Stephanie Rowland.
Please like, subscribe, send us an email.
ROLIN@gmail.com.
Everyone spells it wrong.
And that's okay if you do too, but if it bounced back, just try spelling Rowland a different way. Eventually you'll get there. One L, no S.
Until next week.
It's my hot girl summer, it's SCOTUS summer. The robes are black and the vibes are bummer. Nine folks dropping drama like it's pop confetti. I got constitutional whiplash, baby, and I'm not ready.